Facts.
It's just in there.
So nah, man, but this is fire, man. One, like you said, like this website is definitely well designed. They got the Kickstarter coming. If you are interested in checking out cnscomics.com to see more, plenty of information here on the website, and you could just see the images. They pop, very colorful, very detailed. I do like how I'm an aesthetic guy. I always like to look at stuff, you know what I'm saying? So to the point about books, the one thing I would do would look at pictures in books. That would be the thing I would look at in books, was pictures. So I definitely appreciate the artistic quality here, not just with the hand drawings, but also with the coloring. Like you said, it's very detailed. It definitely pops. You got multiple joints out right now. I mean, my goodness. So you did all this work here on the website. This is all your work here. I'm seeing all the tiles flip. This is not.
Yeah, that's my building there. That's me.
No disrespect to but this is not like Squarespace. It looks like this looks like some originally designed, crafted, and even like the backdrop here. I'm looking in the background. Like, what's that image in the background?
That is Kimney. Kimney drew the image of me as the Cosmic King. So the full image isn't. It's just an incredible image. It's like mirroring the image of the Cosmic King, which he's got three faces, got worlds within worlds, and he's just mirrored out all over the place within the main big image. One day I'll send it to you so you can see it. One day the master image is beautiful.
Man,
we use it for all sorts of stuff. But yeah, when you got a team of folks that make amazing art, you end up getting a lot of cool stuff.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, this is dope. I you know, on a side note, we're gonna have to talk, man, because I got an idea, and I got an idea for a character, and I would just love to talk to you about what that would look like creatively, because this is definitely some dope work, man. What you got going on? And also, not just from the actual comics, but you also have great merchandise like what I'm wearing now. So I just gotta highlight the quality of what you're doing, man. It's definitely high quality, consistent. You just got started with the first release in
very first book in 2019.
So
got four issues of the Tales of the Stars out now, the fifth issue getting ready to come out this year. There's two issues of Dark Fantasy out with the third coming out this year. We got an issue of a spinoff series from the Tales of the Stars called The Captains. Possibly you might get a Captains this year too. We do a project called Phase Zero. So every odd year, so 2023 is an odd year, we do like a mini anthology. So this year it's going to feature work from Kimney. It's going to feature some work from Spetty, from Andy. Pretty much everybody on the squad is going to put some of their own original stuff in a mini anthology with us. There'll be like 4, 8, or 16 page snippets of a story they want to tell. And then we'll put that out kind of in a collection. The first one we did was all stories written by me, but drawn by different artists, because I wanted to test out, you know, different scripts. And Phase Zero is a way that I can give people a chance to build off of the same platform that we're on and try to access the same audience with their stories. The folks thrown in with us on the team.
Word up. Man, I really appreciate you joining, man, with and sharing some of what CNS, how it got started, some of your inspirations that really led you to this point. Before we, you know, start to close out here, I do want to emphasize, like we said, we got the Kickstarter for Spetty's latest joint, Volume 3. Make sure you hit that link, show the support. What do you have just to leave the people with? I know we mentioned a couple things, but any final words, anything you want to make sure the followers and the listeners leave remembering about CNS?
Literacy is a really important thing to me and to the mission of CNS Comics, is that people read. Like you said, pictures help people come to the work. So if a picture will help you do some reading, I love that it works that way, that it gets you reading or listening to the audiobook. We can never forget that we think in words, and we need the words to understand how we're feeling and to be able to communicate that. And I think it's very important for young people to read for that reason, so they have the words to understand themselves and to express themselves, so that you don't get stuck on just being mad. The only word you have is mad, and I'm angry. It's hard for you to put together thoughts that will think you out of that situation. So literacy is important. It's part of the mission that we have. It's more than just making something cool we want people to read. It's about trying to help build our communities back stronger than they've been. So that's what I would leave, that that we care about people reading and what that means for people when they do.
You know, and just to further that point, you know, you said it at the beginning about it being mental. And I'm a big advocate of the idea that everything around us, it all starts in the mind. The way you frame that, I think, is we need to highlight this, because so many times as individuals, we get limited because of our inability to communicate. And we don't necessarily spend the time mastering the art of communication, not just from a speaking, but also a writing. To your point, literacy, it is important. And the better you can communicate, the better you understand yourself. That is a very, very important thing to highlight. Furthermore, once you are able to command a language that helps you relate to other people, it's a valuable skill set, communication. And it's very tough to do that at an expert level if you don't read. So to your point, like the fact that you bring people to the practice of reading and literacy, but through the medium of comic books and characters and crazy stories, like that's what art is all about. It's about taking the, what they call it, the honey, and putting it into medicine so that we can actually digest it and become better. It makes growth more palatable when you are artistically involved. And a medium like here with CNS, I think is definitely, again, worth highlighting. The mission is A1. And we got to support these types of businesses, in my opinion, because when we talk about future, not only are you an entrepreneur trying to build something from the ground up, you're literally doing it, investing your own time. You got your family behind you. You're out here pulling together a team, and slowly but surely you're scaling it over time. Who knows what we're going to see here when I follow up with you in a year, 5 years from now? Who knows what the universe will grow to? But the fact that you've already laid this foundation, man, I think you got some exciting stuff ahead. So shout out to CNS Comics. Shout out to those who aren't like me and actually like to read. I had to learn to read, which is different. I genuinely don't like it, but I still had to learn
the discipline, like being disciplined enough to sit down and finish reading it. Yeah,
it is.
I'm lucky enough just to love it, to love to get into a book. So,
yeah, that is so important, man. And it's so important that we embrace this so that we put ourselves in position to have stronger futures. We cannot afford to, especially as people who descend from slavery, go generation after generation when, you know, they made it illegal for us to be literate and intelligent and well thought. Like, this was illegal for a reason, because it's a threat. The more literate we are, the more well educated and just thoughtful we are about who we are and what we're doing, they don't necessarily want that. And when we say they, we'll just let y'all speculate on who they is. Shout out to the Cosmic King.